See that? I'm smart, doesn't it?
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
I do not, for one, think that the problem was that the band was down. I think that the problem may have been that there was a Stonehenge monument on the stage that was in danger of being crushed by a dwarf.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.
You remind me of your father when he went here. He was a slacker, too.
I must have thought it was White Boy Day.
Right here, right now, in the cafeteria? What if she said no? I don't know if I could take that kind of a rejection.
Are you quite sure?
Just a drink. A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Where are my pants?
Over there. On my hope chest.
Just go open the video store. Yeah, you cock-smoking clerk.
Your days of finger-banging old Mary Jane Rottencrotch through her pretty pink panties are over!
You're listening to John and Scott on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
Yeah, here we are.
Episode 23, part one.
Yeah, John and Scott.
AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
I'm John.
I'm Scott. And we're back at you after a week layoff. Almost a week.
Yeah, almost a week.
Well, what happened, John, is Rick quit the band, right?
Right.
And when he quit the band, we said, okay, let's do 2 weeks. But then Rick came back. He's now back in the band. So we're a band again. And now we're forced back into a once a week Total Talk Nonsense podcast.
Yeah.
And our fans are demanding more.
I'm jonesing.
No doubt. Totally jonesing. Totally jonesing.
Totally.
And guess what else, John?
What?
We have two very special guests tonight.
Oh, really? Who's that?
Erica is back.
Hello.
Erica from episode 13 is back. And we have a brand new guest. A rookie. A first-timer to AKC Total Talk Nonsense. Steve!
Hello.
What's up there, Stever?
So we have two guests. What's up with that, John? We go for months without guests. We don't have a guest for months.
Pardon.
And then we have two guests.
Hey, man. You know, it's just, I don't know. You know, what am I?
Private pile, I'm going to give you.
I don't know.
It's because I called Steve and told him to come.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Told him
exactly?
To come to the podcast, of course.
Fuck my ass. What else?
What does that mean?
And Erica has a special story about
she
the
does.
Weekend. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
What'd you do this weekend, Erica?
Trying to watch
actually,
my
this
figure.
Was an entire Erica weekend.
An entire Erica weekend.
Got my hair done Friday.
Hair done?
Awesome.
Hair done. I got a tattoo on Saturday.
A Red tat. Streaks. She got the tat. First tat?
Slow down.
Yes.
I'm gonna
first
ah,
tat.
Ah, sorry.
What else? We'll get back to the tat. What else?
Spent a day with my daughter. Went to a purse party. Took
no, no. We got to cut that out in post. Come on, man.
Red streaks. She's got red streaks.
This was an Erica weekend. It was awesome.
All right. So
a perfect way to
red
end
streaks.
It.
Now, your very first tattoo, where'd you get it? Where is it?
My lower back in the middle.
Lower back, and it's a tattoo of Homer Simpson, I heard, from Steve.
No.
No?
No.
Bart?
It's a sign of tranquility.
Sign of tranquility.
Written in Japanese.
In Japanese. All right, then. Because that's something that you, one of your goals is to be tranquil.
I guess.
Okay. Have you been there before? Have you been tranquil?
No.
Haven't been tranquil?
Yeah.
No.
Never?
No.
Is
all
it
right.
Low? How low is it?
Right above my underwear.
All right, then. Lower
it was
back.
Actually, it was actually pretty cool. I mean, it hurt like hell, but it was.
Hurt like hell, and you have to put Buddha goo on it now.
Tattoo goo.
What?
6 times a
Buddha
day?
Goo.
Tattoo goo.
What's?
I've never heard of that.
I love you.
And that's because I don't have a tat. You have a tat, John?
No.
We should go
well,
get
actually,
tats.
I do. I have a tattoo of a $20 bill on my penis.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know how women like to blow cash.
Right. But getting all back to seriousness.
Oh, man.
Hey, and Jack Black is joining us as well this evening.
Fucking cocky, you piece of shit! Oh, shut up.
I've been
so,
doing
John,
cock push-ups. I've been doing cock push-ups.
You have
cock push-ups?
No.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
Cock push-ups?
Cock push-ups?
What are those?
It's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your boner lift you up off the ground.
That's hot.
See? It's fucking simple.
No doubt.
Yeah, one is all you need.
You don't give a shit, you piece of shit, you fucker, you fucking bitch.
All right, then. So, John, when are you and I going to go get TTN tats?
Cock push-ups? Oh, I don't know.
Should we get them on our lower back?
Hey, did you get the logos I sent you?
I did.
Did you check them out?
I checked them all out. I'm preparing my feedback. I'm studying each one. John sent me some logos, and those are for the T-shirts. Well,
they're really elaborate, too. Look
they are.
Out.
I have a lot of things to consider when I'm studying these logos. I almost said tats. All right, then. Before we
get
started, John and I are going to go get AKC Total Talk Nonsense tattoos.
Where?
Right on my chest.
Like this big.
Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah. No, all right.
I don't know if you'd last through that. It's very, very painful.
Oh, pain is my middle name. You know what I'm saying?
But there's something very...
painful about it?
No.
I can handle
like,
that.
Beyond sensual, but less than erotic.
Beyond sensual, less than erotic. That's too profound for this show. All right, then.
Something, okay.
So, what are we drinking? Mix. Of course, I've got the Glenlivet. Erica, our special guest, has...
Lina Kugelsberry Weiss.
And Steve, our first guest of the rookie.
Captains.
Obviously, you can tell he's a rookie because he doesn't wait for me to finish before he answers.
Right,
and John, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking the Captain's and Diet Coke.
Captain and Diet. That's nice. Captain and Coke. All right, well,
Hey, easy with the noise,
yeah,
the background
noise. We try to keep the background noise to a minimum. And she's not a rookie anymore. She's a veteran. This is the second time here.
Veteran.
And I'm going to wait 45 minutes before I open another beer.
You could do it a little more quietly, all right? We're trying to focus... We're trying to focus here. Thank you. All right. that wasn't appreciated at all for you listeners out there.
Finger?
She just gave me the finger. That's something that Dubby likes to do to the American people. Give him the finger. If you want to check that out, go to Mr. Schmooley's Corner. All right, then. Let's jump right into comments.
Let's do...
You all still rock. Keep up the great job. Love listening. No matter what anyone else says, you both are simply irresistible.
It,
and then it's got
is
a little.
It you all or y'all?
It's you both are simply.
You both all.
That's from
y'all?
Rika. Boy, Rika, who's that?
Who's
you know
that?
Who that is?
Man.
And then there's this one. John is hot.
Oh.
And he is. Let me all start right. over. John is hot. And he has a sexy voice to booty.
Oh. All right.
Oh, I need to really start over. Because that's from Gary from behind. So it would be more like this. John is hot! And he is sexy voice to booty. Oh, then this one from Mona Lisa. Hey, F you, Mona Lisa, okay? I know you're a fan, but I don't like to be insulted, okay? Here's what it says. The John Show. When are you going to dump that loser and get your own show? Hey, F you, Mona Lisa. Tune in to Dawn and Drew or whatever.
Dawn and what?
Whoever. Keith and the girl.
Hey, that's not nice.
Fabulous.
What's your problem?
Production from Scanner 12.
Why are you so jealous of me?
Because you get all the fans. I don't get any fans.
Yeah, you
fabulous
do.
Production.
A guy
Scanner
wants
12.
To lick you.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to talk over you.
But that frightened me. I told you about that last podcast. That's scary.
Yeah, but you told him it back.
Give him a shout-out to King Heedley, 69. He wants to lick me. All right, then. Fabulous production from Scanner 12. And I'll have to stop here. Can I pause for a moment,
please,
special guest?
Please do.
What's
and
fun?
Say that John's production is fabulous. And without John's production,
shut
the show...
Up.
Well, I'm totally
you
serious.
You are such a baloney shit-ass kisser.
I am not.
Yeah, whatever.
I am not being baloney
fucking
shit at all.
Chaos.
You suckhead. All right, so no. I wanted to compliment John production. Yeah, whatever I just said. But fuck him, fuckface. All right, more top 10. Keep the top 10s coming. That's from TunaFin26. And then we got this one. You know, we talked about this one last week, but I got to bring it up again.
Yeah.
Fire on high. You guys rock. Surprise me with more good, juicier, and interesting information. I think I am going to start a pool when you guys will be forced off the podcast waves or mysteriously disappear. Watch your back.
What?
That's from Mr. Schmooley. Now, Steve, our guest tonight, is a very good friend of Mr. Schmooley. So, Steve, do you know what the hell Mr. Schmooley's talking about?
Get over it.
Don't know. Something probably about the government keeping an eye on you guys.
Oh, the government. Oh, not Mr. Schmooley himself threatening us.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, then. Are you ready for...
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
All right.
You never know when the fuck he's going to pause, you know? His dramatic pauses. You think they're going to come up with the blah, 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 blah.
John, are you ready for email, John?
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
There we go. That's all.
I already am.
Okay.
Emails. We got this one from Rika. Again, Rika. Hi there. Just a couple of ideas. The top 10 things that irritate John and Scott the most. I think we should mark that down. The top 10 things that turn John and Scott on. No, I don't think we should go there. Because John would be number 1 through 9. John and Scott's top 10 moments in the podcast, in your lives, etc. Maybe. John and Scott's favorite things to do sounds kind of gay at first, but you two could have fun with it. Favorite things to do. Yeah, maybe. No doubt, Rika. Maybe we'll get back to that,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, sounds good.
Then we got this other one. John and Scott, shame on you. You obviously spend too much time on your philosophy to be paying attention to geography. I guess we misquoted where Malta was.
Oh.
So sorry to upset Mark from Malta. So he gave us a couple of links where we can get some education. Oh, and then TTFN. Remember? Do you remember? Last podcast,
yeah.
I said, what is that TTFN? What is that? Total Talk Nonsense Fun?
Ta-ta for now.
Yeah, it's ta-ta for now.
Yeah.
Goodbye, basically. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, Mark, maybe send us your address, and we'll put a satellite picture of your house on the website or something.
That'd be sweet. And then he sent us a Jewish sex line soundboard, and it was pretty funny, but I didn't download it and give it to you, did you?
Oh, damn it.
It was good. And
I don't
then
have it.
Okay, and then he gets a little personal there. So
yeah.
I won't get into that. It's a little too personal.
Like what?
It's just, yeah, I don't want to. So let's move on. So then we got this
other
one.
What do you mean he gets a little personal? Hold on.
He says he wants Scott.
Yeah, he says that he wants to do me and John, you know, maybe if John wants to video or watch.
Whose effing phone just went off?
You got to get that on air.
We're doing a show.
Hey. You
hello.
Can't take a phone call. You got to put it up to the mic.
Be doing a phone call.
Put it up to the mic. Put it up to the mic.
Put it up to the mic.
Oh, these freaking rookies. I got to take it out in post.
Hung up.
Who is she?
My friend.
And her name? She has a name, obviously.
Sure she does.
And it's what?
It was Deanna.
Oh, John. Hey, what's Rick's nickname for her?
Butt chest.
Butt chest, because she came out to one of our gigs, because we are a band.
You know.
And, she had her chest just hanging out all over there.
But he meant it in a very affectionate way.
Very affectionate.
Back in the days when women used to wear the bustiers, you know, and push them up and squish them together so they look kind of like a hinder in the front.
A hind end.
Yeah.
An arse.
Okay, change subject.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Change subject.
She has nice breasts.
Why are you so sensitive?
I'm not.
Change subject.
Did she get mad at us for saying that last time?
She doesn't know.
Oh,
well,
she's not a listener.
Like,
all right.
Nobody will know because nobody else was at our show that listens to this except for you and her.
Right.
Obviously, she doesn't listen to it either.
Obviously.
No.
Then we got this other one, John.
You can't look at me and just shake your head. You have to talk. It doesn't work so well on radio.
She does not listen.
There
all
you
right.
go.
All right, then.
We got this other one, Serialist Diatribe, Part 1, and I read the whole thing. I had to read it like 5 times.
Part 1.5, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry, Part 1.5. It's from The Flying Nun, and really, I was quite frightened when we got this. And when I talked to you about it, you said, yeah, I know the guy.
I should have brought in one of their tunes, but Volpe would probably sue me.
Here's the guy. Here's who he is. Oh, I know him. He's the bassist for Exide. Well, I've probably met him.
No, it's not him.
I thought you said it was the bassist for Exide.
I said it's the bassist for the Flying Nun.
Oh, the Flying Nun.
I'm sure you've seen him. We played together at Red Rocks.
Right, I've seen him. But I had somebody completely different in my mind.
You're thinking of Roy.
Roy, but it's not Roy.
No, it's not Roy. It's Ray.
Ray. The Ray, the bassist from Flying Nun.
Yeah.
So I'm going to summarize. I'm going to give the cliff notes here for the email from Ray?
Roy.
Roy. Basically, he's telling us, John, just chill out, man. We get too hyped up because it's all an illusion. Everything's an illusion. Just chill out, man. Don't get so excited.
He's been reading Descartes.
Has he?
I don't know. It seems like it, if that's what he's saying.
But let me just give the fans out there a couple of things from Roy?
Ray.
Ray. Sorry, Ray. I'll get that right next time. The Flying Nun. Be a king. Live the eat. Be the throne of lesbian peanut wonder. Force the crawl. Snarl the sock. I live it to the fullest pulsing. Throb it subtle. Sing with the uncut. Swell with the rest. Hold it even further. Look into the chocolate. Pickle the corner. All right, then. My favorite one is sing with the uncut. I'm assuming that's something with circumcision.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
But I don't know. Who knows? Sing with the uncut. I don't know what that means.
He's a deep, deep dude.
Obviously, very deep. But I think I got your message.
I think he was in the Navy.
Ray?
Ray.
There you go. Ray, the Flying Nun. Hey, Semper Fi. Oh, no, that's the Marines. Does the Navy have a symbol? Erica? Steve? John?
Let's see. Go into the Navy and come out as a couple? I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know.
Thanks. Hey, John and Scott, who the fuck said it just had to be words on the front of a T-shirt? How about a picture? Don't know if a woman will get a kick out of it, but I thought I was creative. And damn straight you were creative, Mark T. from Chicago, better known as M. Toma. He sent us a picture of his mom, I think, that he took with two iPods on her boobs.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
And that's on our website, so check that out. And M. Toma, no doubt,
well,
man.
Well,
there
goes one of our fans.
Oh, it does not.
He did a picture of the iPods, but with our logo in the screen.
You got to check that out. It's on Mr. Yeah. Schmooley's Corner. No, it's in Stuff.
Yeah.
Go to Stuff at 8.
Very nice.
At
nice.
www.TotalTalkNonsense.com.
Nice job with the Photoshop.
Nice job. That totally rocks, M. Toma.
What's your fucking
You're the man. Hey, guys. We have a really cool podcast, and we're wondering if you could run a promo for us on our show. Our podcast is all about the tech hobby of geocaching and the fun and adventures we have with the sport. Do you know what that is? Anybody?
It's like a treasure hunt. It's kind of
using
like
a GPS, people hide and find hidden treasures all around the world. We take it one step further. We also hide caches. But instead of using a GPS, people can use an MP3 player to listen to clues that
right.
will lead to the next treasure chest.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, if you're like 10 years old.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, 10 years old. Let's take a trip to Amsterdam when we're 10. And then we'll go into one of those internet cafes, download a clue, and then go find it. Oh, look, it's a big pink dildo.
Yeah, right. I'm sure that's what it is.
Go into the cock ring and find a big, vibrating, nubbed pink dildo.
Hey, our guest is on the phone again.
I'm not All right. changing it to silence.
So let's just give the website. If you want to check that kind of stuff out, that's at www.podcatcher.com.
Why don't we run the promo?
Podcatcher.com. Do you have a promo for it?
No. I'm sure they're waiting for your reply.
Yeah, I'll reply to them, all right. Website updates, Mr. Schmooley, after a night of drinking, we posted that video. Steve, did you check that out? Did you check out your buddy, Mr. Schmooley?
That's pretty good.
And we also have Janet Jackson catching
looks
some
like
rays.
Steve when we were in Weeblos together.
Does it?
Yeah.
I want to send you pictures of my tattoo to put up there.
Oh, all right.
Weren't we in Weeblos?
I was never in Weeblos.
At Glenn Geisler's house.
I think Glenn was.
I thought no last
me.
Names.
Oh. No, he doesn't exist, I don't think, anymore.
I used to play...
Who? Glenn Geisler?
Glenn Geisler.
Yeah, he disappeared.
We got in a big fist fight in the backyard.
Whose backyard?
Glenn Geisler's. After a...
You did?
Somebody threw a snowball and hit me in the face.
Yeah.
So I hit the wrong guy in the face with my fist.
So wait a minute, you hit Glenn Geisler?
I don't know who I hit. I just punched somebody.
You just started swinging.
Yeah. And Mr. Geisler came out and broke us up, and I called him an effing a-hole or something. Get off me, fucking asshole! I'll sue you! And he said, get out of here. I never want you here again.
How old were you? Like 10?
Whatever Weeblos was. I don't know. 10, 12.
You were 10 and you were sprouting that shit to...
Oh, my God.
The adult authority?
You forget. I come from a broken home.
So do I, man.
So do I.
Yeah, but...
Steve is the only one who doesn't come from a broken home tonight, folks.
Yeah, but... I flipped out.
Flipped out.
I forget who I socked. I think Dave Gadd was there.
Ah, Dave Gadd. Hey, Steve used to hang out with Dave Gadd.
McGovern.
So did Mr. Schmuel.
McGovern.
Roy Miner?
I don't know if he was there. Geisler. I thought you were there, too.
I was never Weebles.
Kurt.
Weebles.
Weeblows. Weeblow.
Because Steve went home from school, and he worked cutting lawns. Till like 8 at night.
And paper route.
And paper route. So he I got didn't have his, time for Weeblos.
I got his old paper route and I got fired.
After how many days?
Well, after months. But like a couple times I didn't deliver papers because I wanted to play softball instead.
Who played softball at 6 a.m.? I don't understand
No,
that.
It was an afternoon paper. It was an afternoon route, wasn't it? Afternoon edition?
No, it was morning. You got something else.
No.
Yeah, I got yours. My sister got mine after.
Which sister? Steve used to throw it right up on the porch. I'm like, I just threw it in the frickin' grass. I dropped it. I'd ride and I just drop it
you
on
see?
The sidewalk.
And that's why Steve or is he?
I know.
That's where he's is where he's at.
No.
I'm having trouble talking already.
I made a load of money. I just stole it. I never gave the money to the paper.
That's hot as
I'd
sight.
I'd like to do the collection, and I go
on
vacation
pot.
With my parents. And
that's hot.
I don't know what happened to it.
Oh, and you're making fun of me for leaving my kids out on the stop. at the
what?
When I was a bus driver. Yeah, and you'd steal all these people's money
it's
and
a
go
paper
on vacation.
Route.
Oh, but it's not as important as
and
kids
I,
on
and
the
I,
corner?
I dated one of the daughters of the people I stole money from.
Who? Patterson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dawn.
Yeah.
Dawn Halverson. We could mention her last name because she's probably a...
She has three kids.
Oh, so she's not a hooer.
I've seen her. No, she's a good gal.
Good gal.
Yeah, listens to John Denver and Lee Greenwood.
When's she going to listen to TTN Total Talk Nonsense?
She'd never listen to this. She hated me because I said the F word when I was younger.
Maybe she changed.
When was the last time you saw her?
12. Oh, no. 16, well, I actually dated her 16 or 17 years ago, but I saw her recently walking her kids around the neighborhood.
And you didn't stop?
And no, she had a Florence Henderson haircut.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
the
mullet?
She's had that since I met her. Yeah.
Oh, what the hell's up with that?
I don't know.
That's lame. Lame but, Florence Henderson haircut. Of course, if I had hair, I'd have a Florence Henderson haircut.
I just went out with her because her parents were cool and they fed me all the time.
You got to eat.
Yeah.
No, she was pretty cute, too.
Yeah, she was all right.
All right, well.
Smallish pouting breasts.
Before we get into movies, because, John, you've seen a movie.
Yeah.
Steve has seen a movie. I've seen a movie. We have a special TTN bulletin.
We do.
We need the special TTN bulletin audio before we get into the TTN bulletin.
We have a bulletin.
Bulletin.
We do?
Yes. I have it right here. It's hot off the press. Phil's not here yet, so I'll have to fill in for him. No pun intended.
Ew.
John, Steve,
yeah.
Erica. Marijuana might cause new cell growth in the brain. A synthetic chemical similar to the active ingredient in marijuana makes new cells grow in rat brains.
No wonder I'm so smart.
What is more, in rats, the cell growth appears to be linked with reduced anxiety and depression. The results suggest that marijuana, or its derivatives, could actually be good for the brain.
I noticed I eat an awful lot of cheese now, though.
Is it? Yeah, that wasn't as funny as I purported it to be with my laugh. In mammals, new nerve cells are constantly being produced in the park of the brain called the hippocampus, which is associated with learning, memory, anxiety, and depression. Other recreational drugs such as alcohol, for instance, nicotine and cocaine, have been shown to suppress this new growth. Xing Yang of the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon, Canada, and colleagues decided to see what effects a synthetic cannabinoid called HU210 had on rats' brains. They found that giving rats high doses of HU210 twice a day for 10 days increased the rate of nerve cell formation or neurogenesis in the hippocampus by 40%.
I wonder what Phil would have to say about that.
That is astounding news. So the more pot you smoke, the bigger brain you get, baby.
Wow.
That's hot.
Hello.
Erica is on her phone again.
Holy shit.
What are you doing on your phone? I thought you turned it off. Taking pictures of what?
You guys.
Oh, okay. That's cool then. For the website. Did you get one of our special guests, Steve?
Dr. Phil is checking in.
So how are you doing overall?
Pretty good.
Are you feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
You have how many children at home?
Two.
Do you resent your children?
No.
You are divorced, right?
No.
Do you want a divorce?
No.
Are you having sex?
With Scott.
How do you feel
answer the question
about not being trusted by your wife?
Answer the question.
Are you having sex?
With Scott.
Oh, I see. Very good.
Really?
I just like to know that John is the catcher, I'm the pitcher in that arrangement.
You wish.
I'm the picture on the wall in that arrangement. Well, John, I got a fascinating story here. Yeah. Scouting for camel toads at pool. Now, this is Leslie Porter. She's like a... help me out here.
Spit it the fuck out.
She's like, you know, where you send in your questions because you have problems and you don't know how to deal with it, and they respond to you. Ann Landers.
Yeah, right.
She's like an Ann Landers, okay?
Right.
But she works at who knows where the hell she works. I just got this snippet from Leslie Potter's news article. Question. I hope you can help me with the problem I have with my godson. Last summer, he visited me for 2 weeks and plans to return in July. When clearing out his room that he stays in, I found unfinished correspondence to a chum of his in his hometown. In it, he says he's going to the local pool to scout out some camel toads.
Hello,
I believe that's what it said.
Howdy, stranger.
He had spilled iced tea all over the desk when writing it, and it damaged a lot of the papers.
Who is your daddy?
I'm concerned he's doing drugs, Leslie.
Checking out camel toes?
I tried to look for camel
toads.
I tried to look for camel toads in a drug book, and I didn't find them. But I found references to some type of frog or toad people in another country lick to hallucinate. I don't want to approach him on this until I have more information. He is a good boy in middle school whose parents do not even drink. Please let me know what camel toads are and how I might be able to tell if he is smoking, taking, or licking them. Perhaps I should have talked to his parents, but I don't want to jump the gun.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
In this something, the local authorities need to be alerted in order to protect other patrons at the pool or surrounding area.
Wow.
She's a whack job.
A concerned and uninformed reader. The answer from Leslie Porter. She gets right to the point, baby. She focuses. The iced tea did a number on the toads, so my younger hipper coworkers tell me. What he undoubtedly wrote was camel toes. a crude euphemism for, well, too tight pants worn by females. The good news is that the expression has absolutely nothing to do with drugs. It has everything to do with why teenage boys go to the pool in the first place.
Slow down, I'm going to spurt. Sorry.
No doubt. So, good news, bad news for that writer. She thought it was camel toads. Turned out to be camel toes. What do you think of that, John?
Yeah. Oh, man. God, I'm fucking hungry. Let me check the fridge. Click.
That's what I think, man.
No doubt. That's hot. Hey, you're chewing your rocks already. Do you need a refill?
No.
You all set?
I'm good, man.
Dude, listen. I've been doing cock push-ups. Shut up!
I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm just going to do soundboards in response to everything you say.
All right, practice, though. Well, let me move on to the next topic. Did you know, John, Erica, Steve, Southwest... Southwest Boots, women for shirt. Did you hear this story? Southwest Airlines kicked a woman off one of their flights over a political message on her T-shirt. The airline confirmed Thursday. Lori Hazley of Woodland, Washington, was asked to leave her flight from Los Angeles to Portland, Oregon, Tuesday for wearing a T-shirt with pictures of, get this, John.
Pictures.
President Bush, Dick Cheney, and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
Hold on, man. With the phrase... Meet the fuckers.
That's awesome.
So they kicked her off the flight.
That's stupid.
That's fucking lame.
Fucking wax.
Hesley said, I have cousins in Iraq and other relatives going to war. Here we are trying to free another country and I have to get off an airplane in mid-flight over a T-shirt. And fucking A, Hesley. Oh, and that's a self-criticism I have about the last podcast.
What?
When I have too much Glenlivet, I swear way too goddamn fucking much. You know what I'm saying?
Who cares?
I do.
Okay.
I want to be a father. Okay. Yeah, so I want to be a father figure to our young listeners and not swear so much.
Okay.
Oh, finally the guests chime in with something.
Well, it says explicit right on there. What explicit?
Oh, that's another thing.
I don't think it's so much the swearing as some of the things that come out of your mouth.
Oh, for instance.
Well, after my dick.
I'm not going to go there.
You suck. Anyway, that reminds me.
Not that it's bad.
I had an idea. Because when you do go to iTunes and you open us up.
I can't be gay. I'm married.
It says explicit all the way down. Explicit, explicit, explicit. Why don't we do at least one part? 40 minutes. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Where we do not swear.
That's fine.
Or do anything explicit. So then I can take that explicit tag off.
Is that a challenge?
Why?
It's a challenge. It's a dare.
Can you actually do it?
Oh, that's easy.
I double dog dare you.
What's the definition?
Motherfucker.
It's easy. I'll just bring my kids in here and it's like an automatic thing. I can't swear. I can't even say shut up or stupid in front of them.
Stupid is
a
bad
word.
Or
hell.
Impressive.
Wow.
My wife will kill me.
There you have it.
If I say hell.
Hey, so John, did you see any movies?
Yes, I did.
What'd you see, man?
Well, I didn't go to see any. I rented some. Well, I bought one, actually. Actually, everything I watched, I either bought or I saw it on cable. I saw Kingdom of Heaven.
Kingdom of Heaven with...
Directed by Ridley Scott with Orlando Bloom. Liam Neeson.
Orlando Bloom. He's hot.
Yeah.
I heard Elizabethtown is getting tank reviews, though.
My daughter went to go see that today.
Yeah? And?
I thought it was all right.
It was just all right. Cameron Crowe.
One star.
Yeah.
All right. Continue, John. I'm sorry.
Kingdom of Heaven. That was a pretty cool movie, especially during this time. In our political and religious world we're living in right now.
It was about the Crusades, right?
Not exactly, but the Crusades was part of the theme. Here's the synopsis. A low-born commoner finds himself thrust into...
Is that Orlando Bloom?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I start again? Or?
Yeah, I just wanted to get a visualization.
Yeah.
Orlando Bloom, the
low-born commoner, finds himself thrust into a decades-long war. A stranger in a strange land, he serves a doomed king, falls in love with an exotic and forbidden queen, and rises to knighthood. Ultimately, he must protect the people of Jerusalem from overwhelming forces while striving to keep a fragile peace.
And but, does he do it? Does he
well,
succeed?
What happens is the movie opens up with these dudes burying this dead chick. And then the priest walks over and sees she's got the silver cross on and, like, rips it off her neck. And then reminds the guys that she killed herself in a suicide, so they got to chop her head off before they throw her in the hole.
Oh, is that the rule?
Yeah.
Okay, so God knows how to sort them out then?
Yeah. Okay. And, well, she's got to walk through hell headless or something like that because, you know, it's just not right. But anyways, Orlando Bloom is the husband. And it had to do with a childbirth or something. The kid died or whatever. I don't know. So she took her own life. Well, during that, or after that, they show him pounding away. He's a blacksmith. And here comes Liam Neeson, Crusaders. They show up on the scene. And Liam Neeson turns out to be his father. And says, yeah, I left a long time ago. You don't know me, but I'm your dad. I'm a knight. I'm one of the top knights of the Crusaders. And I want you to come with me to Jerusalem and be a knight along with me. And he's like, fuck you, old man. I ain't going nowhere.
He said that? Fuck you?
Yeah, basically. Kinda.
Did they have those cuss words back then?
No, he didn't say fuck you.
Did they have, like, cocksucker?
No.
Fuck you, cocksucker.
Fuck you, el cocksucker. Fuck you, cocksucker! No, he, and I think he's a Frenchman or something.
Hey, Steve's fondling his phone.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not my phone.
Oh, it's not
Erica's.
His phone.
So anyway, the priest shows up later while he's hammering a sword, and the priest starts giving him some shit, saying, like, ha-ha, your wife is running around headless in hell, blee, 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 blee. So he flips out and stabs the priest.
That's hot.
And he stabs him with a steaming hot sword, a red hot sword that he was hammering away.
So it cauterizes immediately.
And then he throws him into the fire and burns the whole place down. And he sees that the priest has his wife's necklace on. So he snatches that away and decides to take off and join his dad, who's traveling back to Jerusalem.
Well, I got to stop you there. So if this woman is married to Orlando Bloom,
yeah,
why did she kill herself? Or did she?
She did.
She killed herself? She's married to the hot hunk Orlando Bloom, and she killed herself. All right, right
it's
there.
It's a historical story, you fucking dummy.
Who's history?
Who knows what Orlando Bloom looked like or this character? Balin looked like. That's
Balin.
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 So he catches up with his dad, and his dad basically his dad defends him because the sheriff shows up and wants to take him back to the town to try him, and a big fight ensues, and dad takes an arrow to the side.
Ow.
So there's some spoilers here. Dad ends up taking one into the ribs, and it chips away at the bone, and the marrow leaks into the bloodstream, and he ends up dying, but before he dies, he knights his son. And his son has to travel to Jerusalem, but his son wants to anyway. Balin wants to go there because he wants to talk to God and ask for forgiveness for his wife so that she can, you know, walk around in heaven and he can meet her there.
So God's in Jerusalem?
Supposedly, because at the time, it's between the Second and Third Crusades, so right now, the Christians, the Catholic Church, and the Crusaders and the Knights Templar control Jerusalem. They've knocked the Muslims out of there. And the Muslims want to get back in. And it right there is supposedly he goes to this temple where the Jesus Christ was crucified. So he buries, like, her necklace right at the base of the temple there. And then he realizes that, you know, God's not even listening to him. He's not making the connection. So he goes back, and whatever happens, he actually becomes this head knight, and he has his father's property and everything, and he's got a bunch of Jewish slaves or Hebrew slaves or Arab slaves. I don't
know. Before they were released from bondage by Moses.
Well, he's got some kind of slaves. I don't know. But he's really cool to him. He works with them, takes care of them and stuff. And the whole movie basically is his... well, here, I'll read you a little synopsis from Roger Ebert. He gave it 3.5 stars.
Ebert, wait a minute. Okay. You've come down on Ebert in the past.
Yeah, I did.
Why? But now you're going to spout off Ebert? What's up with that? I'm a huge Ebert fan. I love Roger Ebert.
It's my choice.
All right, go ahead. Do you still hold Roger Ebert in disdain?
I don't really care for a lot of his reviews, but in this case, it's not really his review. It's some other guy's.
Oh.
Ridley Scott is a brave man to release a movie at this time about the wars between Christians and Muslims for control over Jerusalem. Few people will be capable of looking at Kingdom of Heaven objectively. I have been invited by both Muslims and Christians to view the movie with them so they can point out its shortcomings. When you've made both sides angry, you may have done something right. The Muslim scholar Hamad Dabashi, however, after being asked to consult on the movie,
quote,
writes in the new issue of Sight and Sound, quote, it was neither pro nor anti-Islamic, neither pro nor anti-Christian. It was, in fact, not even about the Crusades, end quote. Quote.
Close quote.
And yet I consider the film to be profound, a profound act of faith. It is an act of faith, he thinks, because for its hero, Balin, Orlando Bloom, who is a non-believer, all religious affiliations fade in the light of his melancholic quest to find a noble purpose in life. So basically, at the end of the movie, he's just trying to save the people that he's... The walls around Jerusalem... What's up?
I'm trying to get Erica's attention.
The walls around Jerusalem, he's protecting them against the Muslims, and finally at the end, he just wants to make sure the people are safe. So he pretty much gets his ass kicked by the Muslims, and he works out a deal with Saladin, I think his name is, or Salid, or whatever, the Muslim king, to say, look, you can have the place. We don't really give a shit. We just want to live. So take it. Just, you know, give us free passage. And they said, hey, we'll escort you, you know, no problem. So he ends up giving the place up and takes off. And then the Third Crusade starts, and they want to recruit him again for the Third Crusade. And he says, I don't even know who Balin is.
Whoa.
Just go on. Go about your business.
So would you recommend this movie to our listeners?
Absolutely.
How many Spiny Normans?
4.
Wow. Is that the highest Spiny Norman rating?
I thought it was 5.
Oh, okay.
Matt bought that movie.
He did.
I bought it, too.
Because he liked it so much.
I don't know. It was on Thursday. We started watching it, but I was working, and then ER's on at 9, so I turned it off.
Well, here's a part where Ebert writes. What Scott seems to be suggesting, not Scott here in the studio, but Ridley Scott.
Of course.
I think, is that most Christians and Muslims might be able to coexist peacefully if it were not for the extremists on both sides. That may explain why the movie has displeased the very sorts of Muslims and Christians who will take moderation as an affront. Most ordinary moviegoers, I suspect, will not care much about the movie's reasonable politics and will be absorbed in those staples of all historical epics, battle, and romance.
Wow. Is there any nudity?
No.
Oh. Well, I'm not going to see it then.
But it's a good, pretty good movie. I mean, it's made by the guy who did Gladiator. And it's what's kind of cool about it is there's a DVD that comes with it that does Hollywood versus history. And they show, you know, where Hollywood got it right and where Hollywood, you know, just changed the story.
In all
for
movies
fact.
Or just this movie?
No, just this movie. Mm-hmm. It comes with a separate DVD.
Is it because other movies have been made about the story?
No.
Oh, just this movie
no,
in particular.
No, they're comparing this movie to history. And they got some other stuff there. I didn't watch all of it, but it's pretty fascinating. I mean, this stuff has been going on since the year 600, and it's still going on.
Still going on.
Still,
man.
To this day, over a piece of land. And that's at one point, Orlando Bloom is like, what the fuck is the point? How holy can this land really be? What about survival? What about living life every single day?
No doubt.
Getting some food, water, a place to live. A chick
no,
to bang.
No doubt.
Forget about this holy crap. This, what is it doing for us? All we're doing is killing each other over it. Doesn't make any sense.
What do you think about that, Steve? Hello, Steve. Look, at Steve fell asleep. We can't have him in as a guest anymore if he's not going to contribute.
No, actually, I saw this movie before, and actually I saw on the History Station they had a little bit of a comment about that. So.
And
actually, when Balin left Jerusalem, they put all the Jews into, or whoever was in Jerusalem, they enslaved them.
And then Moses had to get them out of bondage, 400 years of bondage. Charlton Heston.
I think that was way before
yeah.
that.
No, before, yeah, it was yeah, 400 before. Years before that.
Yeah. No, even before.
From
that.
My cold, dead hands.
No doubt.
Let my people go. Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty cool movie. Yeah, the Muslims take over and they put up their, you know, artifacts and their, instead of, they take the crosses, the crucifix down and put up their little crescent moon things and.
Well,
all
and
that shit.
Alexander the Great. Big Boar, as I call it, by Oliver Stone.
Alexander the Boar?
Just walking over everybody until he hooks up with the Muslims, and they kick his effing ass. And that's it for Alexander.
Yeah, they were they were forced to be reckoned with back then. I mean, hundreds of thousands, and they had some pretty good advanced weaponry in some of their... some. Excellent battle strategies, too. So, but anyways, that's all the time we got for this segment. We're going to have to continue on part two.
Part two of episode 23, AKC Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott and special guests.
You're listening to John and Scott on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.